Scientist Matt Druckenmiller revs a snow machine to the edge of the Shorefast sea ice, the wide sheet of ice connected to the coastline off Utqiagvik. On this afternoon in April, the sun is just breaking through the fog, illuminating miles of chunky, translucent blue ice blocks.
Yeah, it turned out to be quite an afternoon. It's nice.
Looking out across the landscape, Druckenmiller notices it seems flatter than usual. Not as many tall, thick ice ridges anchored deep in the water below. Ice formations vary from year to year, but as climate change progresses, the big ridges are harder to find.
I think this year there's a lot fewer grounded ridges than you would maybe normally see, but there are some out here. Especially,
we're parked at the end of a whaling trail, a path that local whalers carve every year across the Shorefast ice to reach the open water of the Chukchi Sea. Druckenmiller is partnered with a University of Alaska Fairbanks organization called the Alaska Arctic Observatory and Knowledge Hub. He's here to measure ice thickness along the sprawling network of trails using a small device that sends electromagnetic waves into the ice.
You can think of it as kind of similar to a metal detector in a way.
The device is nothing fancy, just a little metal box duct taped to the inside of a plastic tote and secured to a sled. As it's dragged over the ice, it uses the waves to calculate how deep it is. Tonight, Druckenmiller will download the data and update a map of the community's whaling trails. The trails are color-coded. Blue lines indicate the thickest ice, and red lines show the thinnest at just 2 feet or less. Druckenmiller, a climate scientist, has been monitoring Utqiagvik whaling trails since 2007. He says there's value in maintaining a long-term record of the ice to track climate change, but this science has a much more immediate impact, too.
We also really appreciate being able to provide something to the whaling community that's helpful, and it's a way of engaging as well. It facilitates relationship, it facilitates sharing knowledge, and that enables us all, I think, to better understand the ice.
People are excited when the maps are out.
Billy Adams is a longtime whaler and sea ice expert in Utqiagvik. Whaling crews spend a lot of time scouting the ice for themselves each spring. But Adams says the maps are helpful for determining where the thickest ice is. They also serve as a resource in emergencies to make it easier to locate crews on the ice. Adams and other whalers have helped support Druckenmiller's mapping efforts for nearly two decades by sharing sea ice knowledge and identifying trails. Adams says it's a good example of Western science and traditional knowledge partnering to protect subsistence resources.
When you bridge science with local experts using indigenous people, I think it's a way to find the truth that can be fairly done. Equitable research and involving indigenous communities around the Arctic.
Arctic sea ice is rapidly disappearing due to climate change. In the last 10 years, Adam says he's seen dramatic changes. The ice forms later in the year and melts completely in the summer. Asi Tuvek, mayor of the city of Utqiagvik and a whaler herself, remembers the Shorefast ice stretching 8 miles wide.
Now it's maybe half of that.
Tuvek and other whalers say it's harder to find the thick, flat ice that they rely on to support the 40 or 50-ton bowhead whales they pull in. She says tools like sea ice monitoring are part of a process of adaptation.
We're not sitting here hoping the ice doesn't start to melt, right? We're sitting here first thinking about how are we going to adapt to that environment? How are we going to continue food sovereignty and our cultural practices by adapting to that change?
Tuvek says she doesn't worry her community will lose the ability to hunt bowheads, even as the sea ice declines. She says they'll find a way to adapt. They've been whaling for 10,000 years, and she expects they'll be whaling for another 10,000. Reporting in Utqiagvik, I'm Kavitha George.